Judith Page, Night Rain, 1981. Twigs, acrylic, cellulose, Elmer's wood glue, black paint, and plywood. Can you guess what Judith Page, a University of Kentucky graduate, used to create this work? The rhythmic lines of texture are made from twigs, hundreds of small sticks gathered after a powerful storm. They suggest, rather than depict, rivulets and streams of cascading rain. The violent power of the storm inspired the artist to create this work, which she intended to simulate the experience of being in a pounding rainstorm, one so strong that you could lose sight of people and buildings in its powerful sheets of water. When you look at this work, what do you notice first? Initially, the impact of this work is texture, leading our eye to travel up and down the work. What appears at first to be a unified color field, on closer inspection, reveals many different tones and hues. Looking more closely, can you find moss, lichen, and other natural elements? The artist chose to leave the twigs as she found them, working like many 20th century artists do, with found objects, things that occur frequently in everyday life. The twigs are arranged in a vertical pattern, mimicking the tracks of rain on windows or in the sky. If you look closely, you'll see that the ground, the surface to which the twigs are attached, is black, suggesting a dark, stormy night. The idea of looking out a window is reinforced by this simple black frame, which can be imagined to be a window casement. Can you imagine how night rain would look if the twigs were affixed to a white surface? All the mystery would be gone.